So in this video, I would like to take a bit of an alternative approach to discussing life vision. Remember that last video, we looked at the four different levels of goals. We've got a greatest life vision, and then we've got long-term goals. We should have a few of those, and then there's going to be medium-term goals. We're going to have a few more of those, and then there's short-term goals, and we're going to have, most likely, absolutely loads of those. To-do lists absolutely all over the place that we'll never get through if you're anything like me. What I would like to do here is share with you an approach that I've used over the years to help people really establish a healthy perspective for their lives. Now, this might seem and sound a little bit doom and gloom, all right? So if you are of the inclination to go massively depressed at any time, I'm going to ask you to contain yourself here and just look at your life from the perspective of how would you like to be remembered by other people once you're gone? Would you like to be remembered by other people as a stress head, as an anxious person, as a busy person, as an unavailable person, as a self-consumed person, as a greedy person, as a selfish person, as a person who has some sort of label that's been assigned onto them by someone else? Would you like to be remembered by other people once you're dead and gone, the way in which other people perhaps might relate to you today? Because I'm guessing that we all have a say in this matter, don't we? I guess we all get to choose. So what I want to present you with here is an interesting way of defining our life vision. All right, not in terms of goals, things that we want to accomplish and do whilst we're here, but instead I want to link this idea in with the core identity coaching model. You're going to see how all of this kind of fits in, right? When we define ourselves in life by who we are and not by what we do, then it goes without saying that once we are dead and gone, well, of course, we want to be remembered for being who we actually were. All right, if you think about it, you know, you don't walk through a cemetery or a graveyard or something like this. And when you look at tombstones, you know, Jimmy Briggs, he was a really good painter and decorator, you know, had a real way with the ladies. He had a nice house and a very, very fast car. Or, you know, Barbara Maxwell, my goodness, could she bake a mean steak and chicken pie? No, people aren't remembered for the things they do. That's not how we want to be remembered. We want to be remembered for being who we are, right? And if you think about it, when we go through life, what's the biggest gripe that most people have with others? Well, you know, this person doesn't get me. They don't understand me. I want to be understood. I want to be seen by more people. But yet sometimes we don't always commit to a lifestyle of showing other people who we are. All right, so before we get onto the practicalities of setting actual goals, short-term goals, to-dos, to-do lists, and things like that, how about we make a decision today about who it is we're actually going to become? All right, now, there is a resource that's available and attached in the additional materials section of this video lecture that once we're done here, I'm going to strongly urge you to print it off, work through it, and establish for yourself a greatest life vision from the perspective of how other people are going to remember you once you're dead and gone. All right, as I say, it might seem a little bit morbid, a little bit doom and gloom, but here's the thing. If we want to be remembered as being a certain type of person, then it means that we're going to actually have to commit to being this person today. For example, if you want to be remembered as being a passionate person, a loving person, a generous person, a giving person, but yet the way in which you live your life today is busy, unavailable, you're doing your 9-to-5, 8 days a week, you don't really have time for your relationships because you're trying to make money or you're trying to get a house or you're trying to get a car or you're trying to get ahead financially and all this kind of stuff. I'm not saying that you are, but many people do live their lives this way. Then looking at life from this perspective can actually help us to make the modifications that we need to make in our lives today so that we can actually start being the kind of person that we want to be today. Let's not put off until tomorrow who we can become today. So I want to give you an example first and foremost. If I was to write what I would love to see etched on my gravestone once I'm dead and gone, it would be something like this: rest in peace, Cain Ramsey. It would be something like this: caring husband, father, and please Forgive any spelling mistakes here. I'm using my finger to draw on a board, and this doesn't come naturally to me. So caring husband, father, and grandfather. All right, so this is pretty much what I want to see before I die. I want to see my grandkids. All right, now this isn't going to be me who defines how I'm remembered. This is going to be them determining how they remember me. All right, so how they remember me is going to be determined by who I am for them and how I am for them. You with me? Catching where we're going here. So I would love to be remembered as being generous, kind, reliable, and creative. Something like that. Rest in peace. Now, this is a very, very simple way of defining how I want to be remembered. But what I'm doing here is I'm actually defining who it is that I want to be remembered as being. I'm not talking about, you know, being remembered for the things that I've done. I'm talking about being remembered by who I actually am. Now, here's the thing. If I am not generous, if I'm not kind or reliable or creative or caring today, then if I die tomorrow, then no one's going to remember me as being this way then, once I'm dead and gone. Are you with me? All right, so this is actually about, it's less about doom and gloom, and it's more about us making a decision today about who we're actually going to commit the rest of our lives to being. All right, so we're prioritizing being first before we start looking at what we're going to do. Being, then doing. Most people approach life from doing and then being. I'll get around to being who I really want to be at a later stage in life once I've done all the stuff that I want to do. Well, who says that we're even going to get tomorrow? All right, let us not be the kind of people that takes tomorrow for granted. So, what I'm going to ask you to do now, all right, I'm going to ask you to go to the additional materials section, as I mentioned, download the workbook, and it's just a gravestone like this. I'm going to ask you to fill it out for yourself and take some serious time, all right? Shut your eyes, you know, get yourself a nice cup of herbal tea or something like this and go to that place, all right, inside of your mind. Do some mental imagery on, you know, how it is you really want to be remembered by other people in life. It might be family, it might be friends, it might be loved ones, your husband, your children, your grandkids. If you don't have any of those people in your life right now, why not, right? How might it be that you're influencing the caliber and the depth of relationships that you have in your life? Which means that we can start making changes and modifications in the way that we are for other people today. All right, so define your greatest life vision, print off the worksheet and fill it out. All right, take some time to seriously consider how it is that you actually want to be remembered by other people. And then once you've done, right, go and find a friend or a family member or a loved one and take them through exactly the same exercise. This is ultimately what's going to give our clients, if we take our clients through this, a real healthy perspective for then approaching and considering the practical short, medium, long-term goals that they actually want to commit to.